First, I'd like to announce that my wife is not here. She had to fly back to Mexico because we're new grandparents. So, Lauren and his wife Marisol had a baby boy named Ethan Israel. 7 pounds, 7 ounces. I don't know how long he was. It's wonderful to see so many friends here. I saw the Classics, and they had been down to Mexico years ago and drank the water. And now they have 8 kids. And I saw Heather was with us also for a period of time, for a year, and drank a lot of water down there. And she has 7 kids or something like that. And then Sherry was down in Mexico. I saw her, and she's going to have 7 or 8 kids. And I was thinking, is that something related to the water in Mexico? But then I saw the rest of you who haven't been down there, and you have a bunch of kids too. So it's just a blessing of God to have abundance of growth through the generations. Jose Luis is fruit of ministry in Mexico. When we went to Tonalá the first time and started a church there, we had 3 kids. And my wife and I had my 3 kids in tow. My wife and I moved our luggage from Guadalajara and went to Tonalá. And Jose Luis was 19 years old there then, and he helped carry our luggage. Not only did he start just by carrying our luggage, but he was simply discipled in a simple program that many of us have been through of discipleship. And I sat down with him up in our second story house and went through a discipleship course. Jose Luis is a good disciple. And Jose Luis was telling me, we were swimming in a swimming pool in Tri-Cities yesterday, and he was talking about the discipleship courses that he has done with different people over the years. One brother he discipled now is pastor of a fairly large church who had planted another church, and that other church is growing also. And we can see through the generational lines growth. I really believe that God has called us to labor generationally and to just be faithful with those who are next to us. And as we're faithful with those who are next to us, whether it's our wife or our children, we're faithful also to the 19-year-old young man who carried my luggage, then they will carry on the burden. And when we're gone, we know that there's some faithful men and women who have our own spiritual DNA and our values, and they will carry that burden to other places and to a different time. A while back, 4 years ago, Jose Luis and his wife left Mexico and went to, they're currently living in. When we moved to Tonalá, we had 3 kids. And when he moved to, he also had 3 kids. And as we were going across the ferry, Jose Luis had in tow his wife and his 3 kids, and I was carrying his luggage. And I thought about that. I thought, that's good. That's good how our roles shift. And he is carrying on a ministry that he's going to share about tomorrow. But he has something from the Word he'd like to share tonight. So, Jose Luis, si quieres pasar.
Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Primeramente, le quiero dar gracias a Dios por la iglesia aquí en el norte.
First of all, I'd like to give thanks for the church here.
Que han sido fieles enviando obreros misioneros a predicar a México.
Because you here have been faithful in sending workers to Mexico.
Y quizás no tengan todos la oportunidad de ver el resultado de los obreros trabajando ahí.
Maybe you haven't had the opportunity to see the results of the workers who have been working in Mexico.
Pero hace algunos añitos ya, yo vi un pequeño grupo de obreros predicando en el centro.
And a while back, I saw a group of people preaching in downtown.
Y bueno, gracias al Señor porque escuchamos el Evangelio y cambió toda nuestra familia.
What he was sharing actually was that quite a few years back, he had the opportunity of hearing the gospel preached in the open air in Mexico.
Y estoy mencionando solo de nuestra familia, pero la verdad es que había muchas familias convertidas cuando visité por primera vez la iglesia.
But I'm just sharing about my own family and how they were impacted by the missionaries. But it wasn't just my family. There are many other families that have been impacted by the preaching.
Entonces, gracias a que la iglesia tiene la visión de llevar el evangelio y alcanzar otras culturas, hay fruto.
So I'm thankful that the church has the vision to send out missionaries and to preach the gospel and to reach other groups and other cultures and other nations with the gospel.
Y le doy gracias a Dios que no solamente nos entregaron el evangelio, sino que además nos discipularon.
And I thank God that not only did those people share with us the gospel, but they discipled us.
Le doy gracias también al Señor porque Él es bueno y Él escoge a ciertas personas.
And I give thanks to God because, first of all, He's good, but also because He picks certain people.
Para que ellos a su vez puedan llevar el evangelio a otros lados.
And He picks those people so that they can share the gospel with others and so that others can share the gospel.
Quisiera compartir con ustedes en el libro de los Hechos, capítulo 13.
I'd like to share tonight from the book of Acts, chapter 13.
¿Tú quieres leer los primeros, hasta los primeros cuatro?
Uno a cuatro.
Sí.
Okay, we'll read from 1-4. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed from Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus.
Esta es una iglesia que tenía dones y que estaba trabajando.
This is a church that had gifts and they were busy working.
Y dice que había profetas y maestros.
And it says that there were prophets and teachers.
Y que estaban ministrando estos al Señor.
And these were ministering unto the Lord.
Yo puedo ver allí una iglesia viva.
I can see there an alive church.
Que tiene sus cimientos en Cristo.
That has its foundations laid in Christ.
Pero en esta iglesia viva, el Espíritu Santo habla.
But in this alive church, the Holy Spirit spoke.
Dice, apartadme a Bernabé y a Saulo para la obra que les he llamado.
And he spoke and said, separate Barnabas and Paul for the work that I called them to.
Verdaderamente, Cristo llamó a Pablo.
Truly, Jesus Christ called Paul.
Y le dijo a Ananías que instrumento escogido era él.
And he had said early to Ananias, spoke through Ananias and said, you are a chosen instrument in my hands.
Para llevar su nombre delante de los gentiles.
To carry my name before the Gentiles, before the nations.
Y aquí en Hechos vemos que es el Espíritu Santo el que dice, apártenlos para la obra que yo les he llamado.
And now we see here, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to the group and saying that Paul is to be separate to the work of the gospel.
Y la iglesia oró y ayunó e impuso las manos sobre ellos y les despidieron.
And so the church prayed and fasted and laid their hands on them and then sent them out.
Por mucho tiempo separate. Yo me pregunté, ¿por qué no fue Pablo solito?
Oftentimes I thought, well, why wasn't just Paul that was sent out?
Para mí era fácil pensar como a Moisés, que Dios le llama y dice, sí, Señor, o Isaías.
Yo related this to like Moses, when Moses was called and set apart.
Pero en este caso vemos cómo Dios tiene un orden.
But here we see how God has a certain plan, a certain order.
Y este orden es dentro de la iglesia.
And this order is something that we find in the church.
¿Podemos continuar con Pablo en el versículo 18 de Hechos?
We can continue looking at this story of Paul in Acts 18. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, and by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy Oh, we're come from Macedonia. Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ.
Dios, como es todopoderoso, es capaz de mover y obrar a través de las circunstancias.
God, who is all powerful, can work and move people and things through different kinds of circumstances.
Y él obró de tal manera que los judíos tuvieron que salir.
And God worked in this situation in a way that the Jews had to leave one place and go to another place.
Y como Pablo estaba ahí en este lugar en Corinto,
and as Paul was in that place in Corinth,
los conoce ahí.
He met these two people there.
Y seguramente que les estuvo compartiendo la palabra.
And I can imagine that he was surely sharing the word with them.
Pero empieza diciendo que encontró a Aquila y a Priscila y que eran del mismo oficio que él tenía.
And so what we see here is that he found Aquila and Priscilla, and they were the same office, the same trade.
Bueno, yo pensaba que su oficio era misionero.
And I thought Paul's trade was, his office was a missionary.
Pero el oficio que él tenía era el hacer tiendas.
But his vocation or his trade that he had was to make tents.
Ahora, sí era un misionero.
Well, of course, he was a missionary.
Pero de una manera natural vemos cómo Dios permite.
But here we see a very natural way in which God permits.
En este caso, que por medio de un oficio tengamos relación con otras personas.
God permits that through a trade or through a vocation, Paul is able to gain access and have a relationship with other people.
Porque dice en el versículo 3.
Because it says in verse 3.
Como eran del mismo oficio, se quedó con ellos y trabajaban juntos.
For by their occupation, they were tent makers, and they worked together.
En el versículo 4 dice, y discutía en las sinagogas todos los días de reposo y persuadía a judíos y a griegos.
In verse 4 it says, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks.
Una persona como Pablo, que conocía el Evangelio.
A person like Paul, who knew the gospel.
Él tenía la verdad de que Jesús era Cristo.
He was sure about the fact that Jesus was Christ.
Y que en ningún otro había salvación.
And there wasn't any salvation in any other name.
Él había visto, él había tenido la oportunidad de ver al Señor Jesús.
He had the opportunity to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pablo estaba seguro en quien había creído.
Paul was secure and confident in whom he had believed.
Dice el apóstol Pablo, en ningún otro hay salvación.
Paul said, there is no salvation in any other.
Porque no hay otro nombre dado a los hombres.
There's not any name given unto men.
En quien podamos ser salvos.
In which we can be saved.
Pablo entendía la importancia del mensaje.
Paul understood the importance of the message.
Y por eso dice, persuadía.
And that's why he said he persuaded.
Él estaba tratando de convencerlos, si fuera posible, usando todas las estrategias.
He was trying to convince the people using any strategy he could.
Porque era para el bien de la gente.
Because he knew it was good for the people.
Porque si estas personas conocían a Jesucristo como su Señor.
Because if these people could know Jesus as their Lord.
Podrían tener la salvación de su alma.
They could have the salvation of their own souls.
En el versículo 9.
And in verse 9.
Dice, bueno, lo que es del 9 al 11.
9 to 11.
Al 10, perdón.
Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city.
Dice, no temas.
Says here, do not fear.
Y creo que esta es una situación que nos sucede a muchos.
I think this is a situation that oftentimes we experience.
Cuando sufrimos una contradicción,
when something goes against us,
y tendemos a callar,
and we have the habit of being quiet,
y dejar para otra ocasión el mensaje,
and maybe we let the message be for another time.
Pero Pablo, el Señor Jesucristo le dice a Pablo,
but the Lord Jesus Christ says to Paul,
no temas,
don't fear.
Y esta a mí me ha confortado muchísimo.
This has been a great comfort to me.
Que el Señor Jesucristo dice, no temas, no tengas temor.
Because the Lord has told me, Don't fear.
Sino habla.
But speak.
Estoy compartiendo esto también porque en el sitio donde estamos nosotros.
I'm sharing this because in the place where we live.
La religión oficial es el Islam.
The official religion is Islam.
No está permitido hacer proselitismo.
And it's not permitted to proselyte.
Entonces, la gente no quiere que nosotros hablemos.
So there are people who don't want us to speak.
Necesitamos ser prudentes.
We have to be prudent.
Pero yo estoy orando al Señor.
But I'm asking God.
Que no sea tan prudente que no hable el evangelio.
That we're not so prudent that we don't speak the gospel.
Porque la gente necesita saber de Cristo.
Because people need to hear. The people there need to hear the gospel.
El único impedimento que en los últimos 4 años hemos tenido.
Barrier that we've had in the last few years.
Ha sido la falta de conocer la lengua.
Has been the difficulty in knowing the language.
Pero le doy gracias al Señor porque personas están conociendo a Cristo.
But I give thanks to God because people are coming to know Jesus.
Al igual que muchos de ustedes han salido por el mundo compartiendo el evangelio.
Many of you have gone out to share the gospel in many parts of the world.
El Señor me llamó a mí para ir.
In the same way that some of you have gone out, the Lord also called me to go out.
Y lo que pude percibir cuando llegué y tuve comunión con los hermanos.
What I could feel and understand when I arrived there and I spent time with the brethren.
Era que había mucho temor.
Was that there was much fear.
Y inclusive dicen que los hermanos decían que en sus casas afuera había siempre un policía vigilándolos.
And many of the brethren had said that outside of their house there were people who were watching them.
Cuando de recién yo llegué, antes de entrar, perdóname.
Before I arrived in.
Conocí a un hermano que fue metido en la cárcel y expulsado del país.
I met a brother who had been placed in prison and who was deported out of the country.
Porque estaba compartiendo con un policía.
Because he was sharing the gospel with a policeman.
Ahora, los policías no están vestidos todos como con uniforme.
All the police officers aren't dressed in uniforms.
Así que debemos de correr el riesgo.
So we have to face those risks.
No sabemos cuánto tiempo estaremos nosotros compartiendo en un país.
We don't know how long we will be sharing in a particular country.
Pero yo veo aquí en Corinto que también Pablo tenía oposición.
But I see in the book of Corinthians that Paul also had opposition.
Y en todas partes que veo que Pablo llegaba, en Atenas, en todas partes se levantaba gente violenta.
In all the areas where Paul arrived, in Athens and other places, in Corinth, there were violent people that came against him.
Pero Jesucristo le dijo, no temas.
But Jesus told Paul, do
si
not
no
fear,
habla,
but speak.
Y no calles.
Don't shut up.
Es importante que la gente conozca.
It's importante. It's important that the people understand.
Porque yo estoy contigo.
Because I'm with you.
Estamos dando un mensaje del evangelio.
We're giving a message of the gospel.
Que es un mensaje vivo.
It's an alive message.
Nosotros somos los mensajeros.
We're the messengers.
Pero lo importante es el mensaje.
But the important thing is the message.
Y es también quién está con nosotros.
And it's also important who is with us.
Que es el Señor Jesucristo.
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Gracias a Dios por Cristo.
Thank God for Jesus.
Que Él está en la iglesia local.
He's in the local church.
Y también está en las misiones.
And he's also in missions.
Él es el más interesado en que la gente le conozca.
He's the most interested in the fact that other people would know him.
Por esta razón dice, no calles.
And because of this, Jesus says, do not be quiet.
Cuando compartí con algunos hermanos acerca de no tener temor,
when I shared with some brothers about not having fear,
era una iglesia pequeña, como unos 12 o 15 quizá.
It was a small church, maybe 12, 15 people.
Y al final el pastor me dijo,
at the end of my talk, the pastor said to me,
que es muy riesgoso dar este tipo de mensajes.
That it was very risky, the kind of message that I had just given.
No vaya a ser que los hermanos se animen y compartan.
Because maybe the group will get excited and start sharing.
Y los podemos meter en problemas.
And then we would be the cause of them getting into trouble.
Y la verdad es de que yo veo aquí a Pablo que él estaba entregado completamente al Señor.
But what I see here is Paul was completely turned over, given over to the Lord.
Y usaba también su experiencia, su oficio.
And he used his experience and also his occupation.
Para poder alcanzar a la gente.
In order to be able to reach people.
Viendo este modelo, nosotros también estamos sirviendo al Señor con nuestro oficio.
Looking at this example, we also are serving to God with our own occupation.
El oficio que tengo es alfarero.
The occupation I have is as a potter.
Aprendí esto en Tonalá.
I learned pottery in Tonalá.
Y ahora estamos con los alfareros en Marruecos.
And now we're working with the potters in Morocco.
Hemos tenido la oportunidad por medio del oficio ir hasta las montañas.
We've had the opportunity through our occupation to go up into the mountains where the people live.
Y poder llevar la palabra.
And be able to share the word of God with the tribes people.
Donde en otras circunstancias sería imposible llegar allí.
In other circumstances, other situations, it would be impossible to arrive with those people.
Entonces Dios es capaz de mover y obrar en las circunstancias.
God is able to work and to move circumstances.
Todo esto lo estoy compartiendo.
All of this I'm sharing with you.
Para animarles.
To encourage you.
Que podamos compartir y continuar dando el evangelio.
To encourage you to preach the gospel and to continue sharing the gospel.
Creo que en estos tiempos necesitamos más echar raíces en el evangelio.
I believe that in these days we need to put down our roots more clearly in the gospel.
Porque la batalla es fuerte.
Because the battle is
hay
strong.
Continuos ataques en contra
there
del evangelio.
There are continuous attacks against the gospel.
Pero la gente necesita saber.
But the people still need to hear.
Y nosotros debemos estar preparados.
And we need to be prepared.
Aquí en este pasaje encontramos que Priscila y Aquila fueron discipulados por Pablo.
What we see here is that Aquila and Priscilla were discipled.
Y cuando Pablo tuvo que salir,
and when Paul had to leave,
ellos estaban listos.
They were prepared.
Cuando llegó a Apolos,
when Apollos arrived at that area,
y que lo vieron que era un hombre esforzado, un hombre con elocuente,
and they saw that he was eloquent,
pero que le faltaba conocimiento,
but that he lacked a little bit of knowledge,
menciona que le tomaron aparte,
it mentions that they took him apart,
y le enseñaron más exactamente el camino del Señor,
and they shared with him more clearly the ways of the Lord.
Después menciona que este hombre fue de mucha bendición en otras iglesias,
and later on we find out that that man was used greatly by God in other churches.
Me llamó mucho la atención lo que estaba compartiendo el hermano Dick.
I was very impressed with what Brother Dick was sharing earlier.
Porque es verdad que la gente se muere.
Because it's true. People die.
Y que Dios nos libre de pensar que somos indispensables.
And God would deliver us from thinking that any one of us is indispensable.
Si nosotros preparamos a la gente,
if we prepare people,
se queda ese legado.
This legacy then stays behind us.
Que la gente pueda mirar hacia Jesucristo.
And that the people can look unto Jesus.
Voy muy rápido.
Está bien. He asked me if he's going too fast. I said, I can handle it.
Dice el versículo 28.
Verse 28 says,
porque con gran vehemencia refutaba públicamente a los judíos, demostrándoles por las escrituras que Jesús era el Cristo.
For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ.
Y es lo mismo que queremos seguir diciendo hoy en día.
And that's the same thing that we should be doing today.
Cuando nosotros, en mi casa, yo estoy discipulando a mis hijos.
At my house, I'm discipling my children.
Tengo tres.
I have three.
Uno de 14, otro de 11 y otro de 8 años.
14, 11, and 8.
Así que tenemos todas las mañanas un devocional y un discipulado.
So we have a discipleship time, devotion time every morning with the family.
Y no tenemos que estarlos espiando para ver qué hacen.
And we don't have to be spying on them to find out what they're doing.
Ni tampoco obligándolos a que compartan a otras personas.
And we don't have to be pushing them out to go and share with other people.
Pero ellos comparten de Cristo.
But they, on their own, share about Christ.
Sus amiguitos con los que empiezan a tener amistad.
As they begin to have friendships with their little friends there. And
están aprendiendo que Jesús les ama.
Those little friends are learning that Jesus loves them.
Están aprendiendo porque mis hijos de una manera natural también comparten con ellos.
Because my children in a very natural way are also sharing with other children.
Así que todos nosotros como equipo,
so all of us as a team,
queremos servirle al Señor.
We want to serve the Lord.
El Señor Jesucristo dijo que el que no toma su cruz y viene en pos de mí no es digno de mí.
The Lord says, he who doesn't take up his cross and follow me isn't worthy of me.
Él nos habla acerca de pagar un precio.
He talks to us about paying a price.
Y este precio es la vida.
And that price is our own lives.
Con lo que tenemos y somos.
All that we are and all that we have.
Que lo podamos presentar como una ofrenda delante de nuestro Señor.
And that we can take all that we have and present to Jesus Christ as an offering.
Y el Señor va a hacer muchas cosas.
If we do that, God will do great things.
Para que el día que nosotros vayamos a la presencia del Señor,
so that in that day when we go into the presence of the Lord,
pueda continuar la obra del Evangelio.
The work of the gospel will continue on even as we are there.
Para la gloria del Señor.
For the glory of God.
Amén. Te damos gracias, Padre amado.
Father, we thank you.
Por Jesucristo, nuestro Señor y Salvador.
We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Te damos gracias por el Evangelio.
We thank you, Lord, for the gospel.
Y gracias por tu Espíritu Santo en nuestras vidas.
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's in our lives.
Gracias por tu hermosa presencia.
Thank you, Lord, for your beautiful presence.
Ayúdanos, Padre, a tener ojos abiertos como los tenía Pablo.
Lord, help us to have open eyes like Paul had.
Para poder ver dónde están estos discípulos.
So that we can see where are those disciples.
Permítenos, Señor, tomar tiempo con esta gente.
Permit us, Lord, to find and to take time with those key people.
Y sea que trabajemos o estudiemos,
and whether we're studying or whether we're working,
con la gente que nos relacionamos,
with the people that we're working with,
podamos dar testimonio de Cristo.
With whomever we can give a testimony of Jesus.
Te doy gracias, Padre, por Pablo.
Thank you, Lord, for Paul.
Gracias, Señor, por tu palabra que es viva y eficaz.
We thank you for your word that's so alive and so quickened.
Gracias, Señor, por la salvación en Cristo.
Thank you, Lord, for salvation in Jesus.
Y gracias, Padre, por esta iglesia.
We thank you, Lord, for this church.
Pedimos, Padre, en el nombre de Jesucristo.
We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Que sigas enviando obreros, Señor.
That you would continue to send laborers.
Creemos que Cristo viene pronto.
We believe that Jesus is coming soon.
Y la gente que jamás ha escuchado el Evangelio,
and the people who have never heard the gospel,
tiene que saber,
they need to hear,
que Cristo murió por ellos,
Jesus died for them,
que hay perdón de pecados,
there's forgiveness of sin,
y vida eterna en su nombre,
and eternal life in his name.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Lord.
En Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.